This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Hair and Care, CIC, have a Making Fashion Accessible initiative this season with multiple ways to get involved. They're screening a short film starring their participants and volunteers, hosting a panel discussion on the importance of inclusivity and accessibility within the fashion and beauty industries, and have an artwork competition open for blind and partially sighted artists. We're joined today by Fiona Quinn, the Business Development, PR and Marketing Manager, to learn more. Hi Fiona, thanks so much for joining us.
Lovely to be here. Thanks, Amelia.
So, Fiona, can you give us a brief overview of Hair and Care for people who haven't come across you before?
So Hair and Care was set up back in 2019 by our founder, Anna Cohn, initially with the idea of supporting blind and low vision women and girls with their hair care in order to boost confidence and self-esteem. And we've been doing that for, this will be the sixth year since inception, holding in-person workshops where we've kind of, you know, built this community of women and girls who have come along to learn hair care. So things kind of branched out into the fashion side of things last year. So where everything's been beauty and hair based, works heavily across London Fashion Week as well as a hairstylist. So we wanted to take what we were doing in terms of inclusivity and accessibility for the sightless community within hair across into fashion, because we're talking about another industry that also is at large inaccessible to this community. So we have been partnering with designers and creating accessible shows for blind and low vision guests, where they can come along and experience the designer's shows through audio descriptions and tactile experiences. So that's, you know, everything from tactile fabric swatches and touch tours. And yeah, so we've been doing that since last year alongside the workshops. And yeah, it's just been a really amazing journey, and we're kind of hoping to build it further out into this year.
And you're hosting a short film screening, which also features the panel discussion. Can you talk us through how you began creating the short film?
So last year, I think it was now about a year ago now, we had a photo shoot with some of our regular participants that we held here in our studio, where everyone came in and got their hair done, and we had a wonderful photographer come in and take some really, really beautiful shots. And we then interviewed participants all about their experience with hair and care and the workshops. And, you know, we had the chance to like speak to some of our volunteers and staff as well. And yeah, so we had a wonderful director, Hector Hillary, who has put the film together for us. And yeah, it's quite a short film, but just, I guess, a bit of a celebration about what we do and a chance to platform, you know, the voices of our community and hear directly from them how it's been for them, how it's affected them, or, you know, really kind of reflecting on the importance of inclusivity and accessible hair and beauty and what it means to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are making a big event out of the screening as well, as there'll be the panel discussion too. Can you talk us through what people can expect and what some of the themes you'll explore will be?
Absolutely, yeah. So obviously the event will be the film screening, the workshops, and then we'll also be talking about making fashion accessible as well. So we're hoping to, you know, be able to show footage and speak about the Fashion Week project that kind of ties in with everything we're doing at Hair and Care. And then we'll be hosting a panel discussion all about, as you say, the importance of inclusivity and accessibility, both within hair, beauty and fashion as well. And, you know, we're still early in the planning stages, so I can't confirm any names or anything at the moment. But we should have some really great people involved and really exciting names. We should have industry experts within beauty, within fashion and, you know, within accessibility. And just discussing why these events like the accessible fashion shows or accessible hair care, why it's so important for this community and the wider effects of putting on events like this. We're looking at early September, and it will sit just ahead of our next London Fashion Week season. It will be in London, but I can't yet, unfortunately, provide any more details, but we will be announcing more details soon.
Perfect. And a way for people all over the UK, even if they're outside of London, to get involved in this is your artwork competition, and blind and partially sighted artists can submit work to you. Can you tell us more about what kind of thing you're looking for and what the prize will be for the winner?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a chance for any blind or low vision artists to kind of get involved with the initiative. I mean, the sight loss community, you know, are obviously central to everything we do, and we just really want to be able to celebrate talent and platform talent from within the community. So yeah, it's a call out for any blind and low vision artists who would like to have their work featured across the project. So that would be across event materials, at Making Fashion Accessible, at London Fashion Week, and the film screening as well. And then we would obviously be promoting this on our socials as well. All you have to do, if you're interested in applying, and you know, we'd invite anyone to apply who has a passion for art and would like to put forward their work. So we would just ask people to design a piece of artwork, you know, of your choice in any style and form that best suits you, that you feel, you know, reflects yourself and also maybe reflects the project and how you feel about the project. So quite an open brief, I suppose. The only thing would that we would obviously be having to print onto materials. So any submissions would just need to be, yeah, submitted as a high-res image, no matter what the form was, so that we could then do that. So yeah, the winner, the chosen artist would, number one, have their artwork featured across all of the invites and the event materials across both events, and have their work promoted on our socials. And they'll also be invited to attend both events. So come along to our London Fashion Week shows, which will be made accessible this September, and also to the film screening and panel discussion, which I'm sure we'll be able to share more details about soon. But yes, so it should be really exciting. And, you know, we're really looking forward to seeing what everyone sends in. Our deadline for submission is on the 11th of August.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and we can't wait to hear more about it. And in the meantime, how can people stay updated with Hair and Care and see what else you've got coming up over the next few months?
On our socials, so that's at Hair and Care Project, or our website, which is hairandcareproject.co.uk, and we'll be posting also on our Making Fashion Accessible Instagram as well. So those two Instagram accounts is where you'll find any updates and news.
Thank you so much, Fiona Quinn from Hair and Care, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Amelia.